It's the Daily ISO with Tom Vecchio.
What's going on, and welcome to the Daily ISO. I'm your host, Tom Vecchio. I'm one of the contributors over at numberfire.com. This is a daily fantasy basketball podcast coming to you 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, getting you set for the day's slate, going over any injuries, news, notes, anything that'll help you set your lineup. Podcast can be found on iTunes, SoundCloud, it's on Google Play, TuneIn, Spotify. It is across the industry. Make sure to give it a subscribe where you are listening to it, or if you're listening to it on numberfire.com, you can actually download it right below. You can follow me on Twitter at @DFS_Tom. But before we get into today's slate, March is upon us, and there isn't a better time to give NumberFire Premium a try. We had the brackets come out the other day, obviously the tournament starting yesterday. Fantastic action, but we still have gambling picks for each games going round by round. It's the best time of year for college hoops. Plus, we have you covered everything you need from the upcoming, MLB season, PGA starting with the, massive tournaments as we go through the year. Plenty of DFS tools for that. NHL and NBA are winding down. You still get that. Give your first month a try for just $9.99 when you sign up today with promo code CHAMPION. That is promo code CHAMPION. All you have to do is visit numberfire.com/premium. So you finish out the NBA and NHL season strong. You get the upcoming MLB season starting next week, and then PGA tools for the entire season with all the big, big tournaments across the industry. Hopping into today's slate, we have seven games. Only four right now have over-under set. The three that are missing are the Clippers at the Cavs, the Heat at the Bucks, and then the Nets at the Lakers. Dealing with a few injury news notes across the different positions, but let's jump right in. Starting off with point guard, where actually we have one injury we have to pay attention to. That is Mike Conley. He is listed as doubtful for tonight's game going up against the Orlando Magic. This game has the lowest over-under on the board, coming in at 208 points. The Magic actually coming as 6.5-point home favorites. This would be a really, really nice game for Conley, because the Magic are just so, so bad on defense, really across every position besides center. I want to say they come in 26th in defensive efficiency against point guard. So the issue becomes is who Memphis will actually be rolling out at point guard, because if you simply go to their depth chart, on FanDuel, you click point guard and then it's Mike Conley. And then who's the next guy? Who would it be? The next point guard, quote-unquote point guard, is Javon Carter. He's $3,500, but he's been bouncing back and forth between, the G League and the Grizzlies, the NBA team. He hasn't played in the NBA since March 3rd. So what this means is that we might actually see someone who's listed as a shooting guard starting at point guard. They have DeLon Wright, Justin Holiday, and Tyler Dorsey listed as shooting guards. Wright is 5,100. Holiday and Dorsey are both 37. So we have to pay attention to who is actually in the starting lineup, because the point guard, when it comes to, who's rolling out there, on the actual floor, is a shooting guard option on FanDuel. So let's just keep that in consideration. It's a good matchup still for them if they're rolling out, the two guys. It could be Wright and Dorsey. It could be Dorsey and Holiday, whatever it may be. The Magic are 19th in defensive efficiency against shooting guard. So I think you can firmly go to either of these guys. Really, whoever's starting, they're both very cheap. Just have to note that. Other options, or true options at point guard, we know Kyle Lowry will be out. He's already confirmed out for this game. We're going to be seeing Fred VanVleet start again. He's going to be popular yet again. It's just what happens when Lowry is out over the past few seasons. Going up against the Thunder, they just played him the other night. Oklahoma City comes in 29th in defensive efficiency against point guards. This is the spot for VanVleet again. He's $5,600. He's going to be chalky tonight. He played 40 minutes the other night against the Thunder. Obviously, that game going to overtime. He put up 35 fantasy points in that game. I think that's fantastic. He's $5,600. He doesn't, necessarily need to hit exactly one fantasy point per minute. But $5,600, we're getting the minutes. We know that's going to be locked in. We're getting 0.8, 0.9 fantasy points per minute. I think that's fantastic. And of course, he's not super, super expensive. Another guy who is kind of in that same price range, Pat Beverly. I feel like twice a week I'm talking about Pat Beverly, because this guy gets it done. He gets it done, almost every single night. Yes, some of these games are under one fantasy point per minute, you know, shown by, you know, a game against Brooklyn, 27 minutes, 22 fantasy points. You know, some games he's up above over one fantasy point per minute. His most recent one against Indiana, 30 minutes and 34 fantasy points. And I've said it time and time again, why do I love a guy like Pat Beverly? Because most of his fantasy points aren't, you know, reliant on pure scoring. Where those 34 fantasy points against Indiana's most recent game came from 10 real points. You know, he's filling up the rest of the stat sheet. So, you know, if he doesn't have 10 real points and he has 5 or 6, which it's getting from him in some of these games, he's still, you know, putting up decent fantasy points. And if he happens to have 15, 16, 17 real points, then he's starting to really, really exceed value because that's not necessarily what he's priced at. So, love the matchup for him tonight going up against Cleveland, who are 30th, dead last in the league when it comes to defensive efficiency against point guards. Now, on the other side of this game, we have Colin Sexton. The matchup for him is tough, no doubt. Pat Beverly is one of the best guard defenders in the league, as he has been for a number of seasons now. The Clippers come in 5th in defensive efficiency against point guards. That's what Pat Beverly is going to bring. But Sexton right now, $6,300 tonight, has been so unbelievably hot and consistent. I would say maybe take a GPP dart throw at him. Don't have heavy exposure to him, but, you know, 25 or more real points in 6 of his last 7 games is nothing to shy away from. And if he gets the hot hand, he can exceed, you know, 35, 40 fantasy points in a hurry. So he's a GPP option only. I wouldn't necessarily look to him in your first 2, 3, 4 lineups, but as you roll out more and more lineups, you may want to, you know, just differentiate your player pool a bit. Russ Westbrook, we have up at the top, you know, he posted 58 fantasy points in 43 minutes against Toronto, obviously, you know, going to overtime. We saw Paul George foul out of that game, so we saw a bit of extra usage as the game ended. Not necessarily my favorite play on tonight's slate. We have the Raptors coming in 19th in defensive efficiency against point guards. I think it's a fine matchup for him. They need to be picking up wins. They've dropped a few spots in the standings. Play Westbrook if you can. It's really as simple as that for me. I'm not saying he's the number one option. I'm not saying I'm fading him. I think he is good tonight. There's no question about it. When we move into this lower tier, it's like, where can we find some options if you know, you're going to be going Van Fleet and you need another guy. And it's not going to be, you know, not going to be Pat Beverly. It's not going to be Westbrook. Where can we find some value in this mid-tier? And I think Jamal Murray might be one of the more popular options tonight. Going up against the Knicks, they are 27th against point guards. We do have the Nuggets on the second night of a back-to-back. They come in as 11-point road favorites. This game has an over-under sitting at 216 points. We do have the Nuggets playing down in pace tonight. We only have 3 teams actually playing up in pace. That they are the Heat, the Cavs, and the Lakers are the only 3 teams playing up in pace. And it's really not by a massive margin for any of them. The Heat at 1.9 possessions, Cavs 1.2, and the Lakers just at 0.7. So we actually have some teams playing down in pace by a considerable margin. That is the Bucks, the Spurs, and the Clippers, and the Rockets are the 4 teams at the low end. I think Murray's fine tonight. $6,800 going up against the Knicks, a super soft matchup. We have seen some of his production vary in recent games. It's fluctuating. It's under one fantasy point per minute by a good margin. 28 minutes against Boston, 15 fantasy points. 38 minutes against the Dallas Mavericks, 31 fantasy points in those 38 minutes. And then if we look a bit farther back, it's kind of where we want to see him. 31 minutes against Minnesota on the 12th, putting up 43 fantasy points. So It's a wide range from him, but the matchup on paper is something that we have to be interested in going up against the Knicks, just full tank mode. So I want to say point guard's a good spot tonight. I'm not going to say it's super interesting. Maybe you go to a guy like Alex Caruso for the Lakers. The minutes are there for him, 22 or more minutes in 4 straight. Production does vary on him. 15 fantasy points against Milwaukee in his most recent game isn't great, but looking back at this game against New York, 42 fantasy points in 27 minutes is obviously fantastic when he's $5,000. So just keep him in the mix tonight if you're looking to diversify your player pool. As we move on to shooting guard, we have the Rockets on the slate. We have James Harden. He is $12,400. We have the Rockets playing down in pace. They are going up against the San Antonio Spurs tonight, and it's a tougher matchup for him. They are 8th in defensive efficiency against shooting guards. On the other side, we have DeMar DeRozan, $9,000, and it's a tough matchup for him. The Rockets actually come in 2nd in defensive efficiency against shooting guards, and the Spurs are playing down in pace. So we have 2 teams going head-to-head. both playing down in pace. The Rockets are 6-point home favorites in a game that has a 221-point over-under. Really is an interesting spot to roster both of them, considering they're both pretty expensive, which has me just wanting to go all in on D'Angelo Russell, coming off a massive, massive game. Now, you don't want to be chasing the 70-some-odd fantasy points, 73 to be exact, he had the other night in that massive, massive comeback against the Kings. 44 real points, 12 assists. They were down 25 points to start the fourth quarter. They come all the way back and win it in regulation. We don't want to be chasing that. We don't want to be chasing the ownership, all these sorts of things. But the matchup just on paper, regardless of if he had 40 fantasy points in the game against the Kings, if he had 30, if he had 55, it doesn't really matter what he had. The matchup tonight is what we want to be going after. We want to stick with the process of attacking good spots, you know, attacking guys who might have increased usage, might be playing up in pace, have a good game script in terms of high over-under. We want to be sticking with those normal things. And D'Angelo Russell just happens to be coming off a monster game and is in a good spot going up against the Lakers, who are 28th in defensive efficiency against shooting guards. So we don't have an over-under in this game yet. We know that the Nets will be playing down in pace very slightly. It's actually less than one possession, so it's a fine spot to attack. It is also his former team that kind of traded him, shipped him out of town. So if you want to factor in the revenge narrative, I think that's fine. $8,900 tonight, I think, is a really nice pivot off of Harden. Yes, there's a wide gap in terms of pricing, but if you make Russell the most expensive shooting guard you're going to be paying up for, it will help you differentiate your lineups, especially if you don't reach too much at other spots. So Russell, on paper, is still the guy you want to be going with tonight. Right below him, we have Chris Middleton, $8,000, also in a good spot going up against Miami. They're 27th in defensive efficiency against shooting guards. The problem is we have the Bucks playing down in pace by the largest margin on the slate. So we have Giannis Antetokounmpo, who is listed as a game-time decision. More specifically, he is listed as probable for tonight's game. He has missed two in a row. He has $13,000 tonight. This is why we don't have the over-under in this game. But if for some reason, again, they just happen to sit Antetokounmpo, I don't think that's going to happen. Middleton will become one of the chalkier options on the slate. I also think that going to someone like Lou Williams is a great GPP option. We know he comes off the bench. He's not a starter. We know his minutes are somewhat limited, but we know he has a high ceiling when it comes to, you know, scoring pure points off the bench. Sometimes he can, I want to say, you know, fail to reach value, you know, salary-based value when he's not scoring pure points as he did in his most recent game against Indiana. 25 minutes, 11 real points. He did rack up 9 assists, which gave him 30 fantasy points. But the same thing kind of happened against Chicago. 27 minutes in a soft matchup, 21 real points, but he only put up 26 fantasy points, which is under one fantasy point per minute by 0.4 if you want to get that technical. But that's not amazing when he's $7,000-ish. So just keep that in mind. In a good matchup for him, it is. We have the Cavs 30th overall in defensive efficiency. They happen to be 11th when it comes to facing off against shooting guards. So just keep all these things in mind. If we want to drop down and take some savings at shooting guard, I think there are a number of options we can be considering tonight. Again, we have to be factoring in everything. Pace, matchup, salary, consistency, all these sorts of things. I think that Dennis Schroeder for Toronto could be an interesting option tonight. $5,500. Obviously, the price on him is fantastic. Two strong games from him. If you look at them, they are both under one fantasy point per minute. 38 minutes, 28 fantasy points, 36 minutes, and 27 fantasy points. We know he's not the big usage guy on the team. It's going to go to Westbrook. It's going to go to Paul George. Some of it's going to end up with Steven Adams. But from a point per dollar standpoint, I think that this is a fine spot to attack at $5,500 going up against Toronto, who are 24th against shooting guards. We do have a high over-under in this game. Comes in at 226 points with the Raptors favored by 2.5. So as of now, we're missing three over-unders when it comes to today's slate. This is the highest over-under game and the closest spread for the four over-unders that we do have. So it certainly does set up to be a good spot to attack. I also think that you could be considering a guy like Caris LeVert for Brooklyn as a GPP option. We know his minutes fluctuate. We know his usage fluctuates, his production fluctuates, it's all over the place, but the matchup, same thing with D'Angelo Russell, it's good on paper. 28th against the Lakers are against shooting guards, so I think you can be firmly going to him. As we move on to small forward, again, Antetokounmpo listed as probable for tonight's game, he has $13,000. LeBron James went through practice yesterday, Thursday, and Some reports are saying he's probable, and we're going to get the official report after morning shoot-around. I'm still on the, you know, I'm still on the fade LeBron train, I guess you want to call it. Just his minutes are being limited. His usage is kind of all over the place. We have to worry about him having this minutes cap and thus not being able to reach value, salary-based value. It's a tough spot to roster him at 10.8. We don't have an over-under. I assume it's going to be pretty close. I assume it's going to be a high over-under, I should say, and a pretty close spread going up against Brooklyn. But 10.8 is kind of tough to roster him when you would likely lean towards Antetokounmpo up at the top if we're really looking for a high-end play, although he is over $1,000 more expensive. That is Antetokounmpo. We also have Paul George. We also have Kawhi Leonard on this slate. We know that this is a tough matchup for Paul George. Kawhi Leonard and the Raptors come in first in defensive efficiency against small forwards. Meanwhile, on the other side, it's an okay matchup for Kawhi Leonard. The Thunder are ninth in defensive efficiency against small forwards. We have four lead options on this slate. We have Paul George coming off a game where he failed to reach value and fouled out early, only posting 34 fantasy points in 34 minutes against the Kawhi and the Raptors. That isn't good enough when he's above $10,000. Kawhi is the only one of these guys under $9,000, only by $100, $9,900 tonight. And it's still a tougher matchup for him. He did post 46 fantasy points in 42 minutes against the Thunder. We know that Kyle Lowry is out for Toronto. So I think that in this spot, I'm going to be leaning towards Kawhi again if I had to pick any of these top four small forward options. I want to get some, lines and the spread on the Milwaukee game for Antetokounmpo. We know he can reach value pretty quickly, almost seemingly racking up a triple-double before halftime. The matchup for him is not something I'm loving. We have the Heat coming in fifth in defensive efficiency against small forwards. So, tougher matchup for him. He's super, super expensive tonight, $13,000. He is the most expensive player, regardless of position, on tonight's slate. And if we're going to be seeing a wide spread in this game, again, the thing is, does he need to go out there and drop 70 fantasy points? Can the Bucks win this game with him dropping 48 fantasy points and thus failing to reach salary-based value at $13,000 in a tough matchup? We have to consider all these things. We just need the spread and the over-under on this game. If we want to drop down Yedi Osman for the Cavs, $6,300 tonight, great matchup. The Clippers come in 26th in defensive efficiency against small forwards. We know that his production does vary from time to time in terms of reaching one fantasy point per minute, but man, the minutes are there for him every single night. He has played 29 minutes or more in 12 straight games. That's dating back to prior to the All-Star break. 29 minutes or more in 12 straight games. Yes, his production, you could say it's all over the place, right? In his most recent game, 13 fantasy points in 29 minutes. That is bad. That is bad. But then we have 37 fantasy points in 38 minutes, 31, 21. Like, these are really, really some solid numbers coming from, on the back of really, really strong minutes. So you want to buy into the minutes here. The production is going to fluctuate at some points, and I think that this is the spot where we see him even back out because the matchup is so good. So I'm locking in 35 minutes. Hopefully we lock in at least 30 fantasy points. Really do like this spot for him. Where else can you go? Rudy Gay, $6,000. Very reasonable price tag tonight. Going up against Houston, 25th in defensive efficiency against small forwards. We know this game has both teams playing down in pace, but it does have a decently close spread with Houston only favored by 6 and a 221-point over-under. He has posted 30 or more fantasy points now in back-to-back games. So really on board with a really nice, affordable price tag on Rudy Gay tonight. I think you can be firmly going to him. If you really want some cheap options at small forward, Mario Hezonja for the Knicks at $4,900, I think, has to be in play tonight. The minutes are there for him, 25, 27, and 36 minutes in his three most recent games. He is under one fantasy point per minute in all three. In the 36 minutes, he did put up 31 fantasy points, so we're right there. But we want to be going after the minutes tonight. We want to be kind of locking that in. The matchup for him against Denver is actually pretty good. Denver comes in 18th against small forwards. So $4,900, very reasonable price tag. He should be seeing the starting role tonight if things hold true over the past few games. And we're locking in 25-ish minutes and hopefully getting, close to one fantasy point per minute at $4,900, which I think is pretty, pretty strong. The question is, what do you do with a guy like Chandler Parsons. $4,100 tonight. We know that Mike Conley is listed as doubtful. We have Chandler Parsons playing 25 and 22 minutes in his two most recent games and putting up 28 and 33 fantasy points in these games. Listen, Parsons has been riddled with injuries over the past few seasons. He has been very, very inconsistent over the past few seasons. The matchup for him tonight is okay. Orlando comes in 15th against small forwards, literally middle of the league. We do have the lowest over-under in this game at 208 points, but we do have the Grizzlies playing down in pace. But if there's going to be extra usage to go around for the Grizzlies because we know that Mike Conley's listed as doubtful, I assume he'll be ruled out at some point. He's $4,100, Parsons is, and 25 minutes and 28 fantasy points and 22 minutes and 33 fantasy points is something we almost can't ignore on a slate that's only seven games. We don't have a ton of value out there, and if he's going to be seeing the starting role, he might be a guy we need to consider tonight simply to take the savings, simply to have, I want to say, their best offensive option on the team, really, right? We know that Valanciunas is, I want to say, pretty competent when it comes to, you know, producing fantasy points, but the matchup for him is tough going up against Nikola Vucevic. The Magic come in eighth in defensive efficiency against centers. So Valanciunas is in a tough spot. It's an easier spot for Chandler Parsons, certainly. So he might be the guy and probably like the elder statesman on the team, really, when it comes to other guys like DeLon Wright, who could be seeing some action, and Justin Holiday or Tyler Dorsey, as I mentioned at the beginning. So just keep your eye on Parsons today as the day goes on if we get Conley officially ruled out. Moving on to power forward, where the most expensive option is LaMarcus Aldridge coming in at 8.5. Right behind him, we actually have a few. Pascal Siakam, 8.4. Montrezl Harrell at 8.3. Kevin Love at 8.1. So a nice kind of mix of guys we can be targeting tonight when it comes to their salaries. Again, let's jump into, you know, pace up spots, over-unders, consistency, all of this type of stuff. So let's actually drop down one more player to Aaron Gordon. He is in the best spot on paper going up against Memphis, or 27th against power forwards this season. $7,800, I think, is a very, very reasonable price tag for him. He has looked very strong in some of these past few games. He struggled earlier in the year from a consistency standpoint. 30, 38, 28, and 33 minutes in his past four games with 46, 37, 38, and 33 fantasy points in those games. So 37 fantasy points in 38 minutes, right under one fantasy point per minute, but every other game was at one fantasy point per minute or higher. Really strong stuff from him. $7,800. Again, lowest over-under on the board, coming in at 208 points, but this is one of the best matchups on paper. At $7,800, we have the consistency, we have the minutes, we have the usage, we have all these things. We just don't have the over-under. So keep that in mind. Two, we can be looking to, I think we can firmly be looking back to Pascal Siakam. I mean, the game he put up the other night against the Thunder was simply, simply amazing. 42 minutes, yes, it went to overtime, 33 real points, 13 rebounds, for a total of 61 fantasy points. Now, can we say, do we not want to chase that? Can we say, is this still a good matchup? Can we say, do we want to fade the potential ownership of people, you know, chasing that production? I think it's a viable argument for both sides. We have a high over-under in this game. As I said, this is the highest over-under on the board, coming in at 226 points. Raptors only favored by 2.5. That's a great game script. We know the minutes are going to be there, right? We know the minutes are going to be there. It's going to be locked in. We know that Kyle Lowry is already ruled out for this game, so there's, you know, some extra usage to go around. The matchup for him is good on paper. We have Oklahoma City coming in 13th in defensive efficiency against power forwards. He was able to, you know, do it the other night and post massive, massive numbers. Will that happen again? I'm not going to say he's going to post 61. That's probably not going to happen. Can he post 38? Can he post 40-ish fantasy points? I'm going to say yes. So I like the I like the game script overall, close game, high scoring, extra usage for him with Lowry out. I like all these sorts of things. The price might be a little bit too much, and then if you're worried about ownership and people, you know, chasing the production, I would say then fade him. So I'm not going to say he's a cash game option on tonight's slate. I want to say, you know, I'm halfway there on him having some tournament exposure to him tonight, but definitely be cognizant of people, you know, box score watching and having some recency bias and chasing that kind of production. So just be a bit hesitant, I'm going to say. Be wary of that potential. Montrezl Harrell is another guy I think you can be considering tonight. We don't have an over-under in this game. His production as of late has been phenomenal. 44, 41, 45, and 46 fantasy points in this recent four-game stretch. And the best part about it is he has played under 30 minutes in three of these four games. So he's produced over 41 fantasy points in every single game, but played under 30 minutes in all of these games. So it's very, very efficient for him. $8,300 tonight. Again, no over-under in this game as of now, and we do have the Clippers playing down in pace by the third largest differential on the slate. On the other side of that, we have Kevin Love, $8,100. We have the Cavs as one of three teams who are playing up in pace. The matchup is also decently solid for him overall. We know that the usage will always, always be there for Kevin Love when he is on the floor. Now, some of these games recently have been not the production we want to see. From Kevin Love, 18 minutes against Milwaukee, 17 fantasy points. That doesn't cut it. Simply doesn't cut it at his price, $8,000. 32 minutes against Dallas, 42 fantasy points. Got to be on board with that. 24 minutes against Orlando, 20 fantasy points. Not really that great. And then 28 minutes against Toronto and 37 fantasy points. So we're kind of getting one good game, one bad game, one good game, one bad game. I'm hoping that this is the spot where we get a good game, considering we should be seeing them playing up in pace, hopefully a relatively high over-under. I'm on board with Love tonight. I don't know if I'm going to go there in cash games, but certainly there when it comes to GPPs. As we drop down at power forward, we're looking for, you know, more value. We're looking for some savings. We do have, I want to say, a few injury notes we have to pay attention to. So Nikola Mirotic listed as a small forward for the Bucks. He's going to be out for a few weeks with his hand injury, out 4 to 6 weeks. This means we should be seeing Ersan Ilyasov playing not his original name, Ilyasov. Look into that story if you want to. But Ersan Ilyasova getting the start at $4,000. Or we're going to be seeing DJ Wilson, who saw some really solid minutes the other night, 29 minutes against the Cavs, 31 fantasy points. So look to either of them, whoever gets the start. It is a solid matchup for them going up against the Heat. They're 19th in defensive efficiency against power forwards. We just need the confirmed starting lineup. They're $100 apart. It's a good matchup for them on paper. We just don't have the over-under, don't have the spread. It should be a relatively high spread. I'm going to say 8, 9, 10 points, somewhere around there. We just need the starting lineup. If we really want to take some more savings at power forward, again, these guys are all in the mix at this lower tier. I don't hate the idea of going to someone like Rondae Hollis-Jefferson as a GPP option. We saw him play a very, very impactful role against Sacramento. Only 16 minutes, which was the most amount of minutes he's played since February the 27th and March the 1st. He played 15 minutes in both of those games. But he put up 31 fantasy points in these 16 minutes the other night against Sacramento. Again, don't have an over-under against the Lakers. The matchup is okay for the Nets on paper. The Lakers come in 23rd overall in defensive efficiency. So just keep that in mind. And then if we're looking for the actual starting role for the Nets, it's Rodion Kurucs. He comes in at $4,200 tonight. And the minutes are a bit more consistent from him, considering we're also getting really strong production on a point-per-minute basis. 32 minutes, 21 fantasy points. He only played 12 minutes against the Clippers, but he did put up 16 fantasy points in that time frame. So we're looking for the consistency at $4,200 rather than a volume of minutes potentially. 16 minutes against Utah, and also 16 fantasy points. So power forward, I'm not going to say is a super, super interesting spot tonight. I think you, on the other side of the game, you can go to Kyle Kuzma pretty comfortably. We have the Nets coming in 22nd in defensive efficiency against power forward, $6,300. We know the usage and the minutes should be there for him, especially if they're tapering the minutes on LeBron back slightly. So Kuzma certainly in play tonight. But for me, I think it's about spending up and getting guys like Harrell and Kevin Love. I think you can drop down and take the savings on DJ Wilson and Ersan Ilyasova, depending on who gets the start. It's a mixed bag for me at power forward. No one's super, super interesting. As we move on to center, this is the spot where you might want to be spending up for Nikola Jokic or Nikola Vucevic. It feels like every night we have, you know, yesterday was a loaded slate when it came to center. The other night was loaded. I feel like every other night we're getting some of these massive, you know, usage guys, massive double-double guys, 20-20 options when it comes to center. I think we can be going to either of these guys tonight. We do have the Nuggets coming in as 11-point road favorites, which is a bit concerning. And then we have Vucevic coming in for Orlando in the lowest over-under game on the slate, sitting at 208 points. So I'm on board with them. We know the usage is going to be there. We know the production should be there for them. We just have to take a few of these extra factors into consideration. If you want to find the best matchup on paper of who you can be looking at, it might be Hassan Whiteside for Miami. Now, his price has dropped significantly. His production has dropped significantly, but the Bucks come in 28th in defensive efficiency against centers, so it really is one of the best matchups on paper for Whiteside, but we just know that the Heat tend to flow usage elsewhere, which is why he has failed to really put up a good game, I want to say, dating back in a while, and his minutes have also dropped off. Now, if you look back in this game log, the one thing that should stick out is the 18 minutes he played against Milwaukee back on the 15th, where he put up 36 fantasy points. Now, that is his most fantasy points in this recent five-game stretch. He posted 48 fantasy points against Charlotte, but that was back on the 6th, so it's a little bit farther back. So the 36 fantasy points in 18 minutes against Milwaukee is something you want to pay attention to. 18 minutes is not really something you want to lock in a cash game. That's just not enough. But 36 fantasy points at $5,500 is certainly in play when it comes to GPPs. As we continue to move down at in terms of pricing at center, JaVale McGee will likely be pretty popular tonight, simply for the fact he's going up against the Nets. They're giving up the second most fantasy points when it comes to against centers, and they come in 15th in defensive efficiency against centers. McGee is $5,600, very affordable on tonight's slate, and has posted some really strong and efficient games. The minutes are fluctuating everywhere from 31, 18, 30, 18, 32, 16. They're legitimately all over the place, but in every single one of these games, he's over one fantasy point per minute, except his most recent one going up against Milwaukee, only put up 25 fantasy points in the 31 minutes. But every other game, it's 30 fantasy points in 18 minutes, 47 fantasy points in 30 minutes, 23 fantasy points in 18 minutes, and then 34 fantasy points in 32 minutes. So the production is there outside of this most recent game, and he's very affordable tonight at $5,600. So certainly on board with JaVale McGee tonight. I think it's a very reasonable price tag. If you really want to drop down and take some savings, you know, I'm going to throw Mason Plumlee in the mix at $4,500. We do have the Nuggets on the second night of a back-to-back. We do have them as 11-point road favorites. So by chance, let's just say this game really does get out of hand and they want to rest Nikola Jokic. It could be Plumlee. He could be the guy seeing the extra minutes to close out the game. In a good matchup, you know, just racking up some easy fantasy points at $4,500, easily break value. And he is playing 20 or more minutes in six straight games, so we have to take that into consideration too. Some of these games, he's under one fantasy point per minute, but $4,500, we're getting 20, 22, 24 fantasy points from him in what could be a blowout scenario for the Nuggets and, you know, could be sitting Nikola Jokic. Obviously, just pure speculation, but I'll throw him in there at $4,500 for some GPPs tonight. All right, so that does it for today's podcast. As always, it can be found on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Google Play. It's on Spotify. Tune in. Make sure to give a subscribe on the given platform. You can download it right below if you're listening to it on numberfire.com. Follow me on Twitter at DFS_Tom. Until next time, good luck in your contests.